Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Clean Girl Energy. Simple living affirmations. I'm your girl, Jessica Lane, here to sprinkle a little bit of magic into your day and help you navigate this crazy thing called life. Now, if you're anything like me, sometimes you feel like an emotional roller coaster, right? One minute you're on cloud nine, the next you're drowning in a sea of self-doubt. But guess what? That's totally normal. It's all about understanding those feelings and using them to fuel your growth, not sabotage it. Today, we're diving deep into self-awareness, that superpower that lets you see yourself clearly, understand your emotions, and ultimately, become the best version of you. Now, I know what you're thinking. Self-awareness? Sounds a little too deep for a Tuesday morning. Trust me, it's not. Think of it like this. Self-awareness is your inner GPS. It helps you navigate life with intention, making choices that align with your values and goals. So, how do we unlock this awesome power? Buckle up, because I'm about to drop some serious truth bombs. First things first, get comfortable with the uncomfortable. We often avoid those difficult emotions, anger, sadness, fear, because they feel messy. But here's the thing, ignoring them doesn't make them disappear. It's like trying to hide a spilled cup of coffee under a rug. It's still there, just waiting to make a bigger mess. So, embrace those feelings. Don't judge them, don't try to suppress them. Just acknowledge them and ask yourself, what's causing this feeling? What message is it trying to tell me? Quote, quote, dot. Second, become a master observer. Pay attention to your thoughts, your body sensations, even your dreams. Ever noticed how you get a pit in your stomach before a big presentation or your heart races when you see someone you like? Those are clues, girl. Your body speaks volumes, so learn its language. Keep a journal to jot down those moments, the feelings they evoke, and any patterns you notice. Third, challenge your inner critic, that voice in your head that tells you you're not good enough. Yeah, that one needs a timeout. It often stems from past experiences or limiting beliefs. Start questioning its negativity. Is it really true? What evidence do you have to support this claim? Remember, you are worthy, capable, and deserving of love and happiness. Fourth, surround yourself with supportive people. We're social creatures, and the company we keep influences our thoughts and emotions. Choose friends and family who uplift you, encourage your growth, and celebrate your successes. Avoid those energy vampires who drain you and bring you down. And finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be to a good friend. We all make mistakes, have bad days, and face challenges. It's okay to not be perfect. Instead of beating yourself up, offer yourself some grace and understanding. Remember, growth happens outside your comfort zone, so embrace the journey with open arms. Okay, let me tell you a quick story that really illustrates this whole self-awareness thing. A couple of weeks ago, I was feeling super stressed because I had a huge deadline looming. My mind was racing, I couldn't sleep, and I kept snapping at people. One day, my best friend called me out on it. She said, "Jess, you seem totally overwhelmed. What's going on?" And honestly, in that moment, I realized how much I was ignoring those warning signs. I had been pushing myself too hard and hadn't taken any time to recharge or simply de-stress. So, I took a step back, acknowledged my feelings, and started implementing some self-care practices. I went for walks in nature, listened to calming music, and made sure to get enough sleep. Guess what? It made all the difference. See, that's the beauty of self-awareness. Once you recognize those signals, you can take control and make choices that support your well-being. So, my incredible listeners, what are you taking away from this episode? Remember, cultivating self-awareness is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never stop learning and growing. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you can do today to start embracing self-awareness in your life? Share it in the comments below or on social media using hashtag CleanGirlEnergy. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps other amazing souls find this podcast. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful people.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.